We come into Friday with investors getting everything they could have wanted with respect to what they'd like to see to force the Fed into taking a friendlier policy track. This week's inflation data out of the U.S. came in soft, and this latest U.S. initial jobless claims ran up to the highest level in 2 years. And so it continues to be about hoping for bad news to help usher in more investor-friendly monetary policy. But as we've been saying all week and in the weeks before this one, we think it's going to take a lot more for the Fed to concede it wants to abandon the higher for longer mantra. Moreover, we also need to remember that if rates are going lower, it's because things aren't all that great, which at some point should result in a scenario where bad news actually is bad news and no longer inspires a risk-on reaction. Other notable updates on Thursday were the downbeat outlook from Walmart and the dump in the price of oil. Key standouts on Friday's calendar come from UK retail sales, the Eurozone current account, Eurozone inflation, Canada producer prices, US building permits, US housing starts, and scattered central bank speak from various officials at the ECB, BOE, and Federal Reserve. That's all for now.